Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, it's me, Derek, from the Derek and Kay Show. Last Sunday, December 12th, we did a show at 4 p.m. and apparently didn't set the podcast. Who knows what happened? So, this is a rebroadcast of that show in its entirety. We'll be back this Sunday at 6 with more fun and excitement. So for now, enjoy our show from Sunday.
This is the Derek and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
Nice beaver.
Well, you are really dumb, for real. So you could run and tell back, homeboy.
We were supposed to go to Jacuzzi.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show. We are broadcasting live December 12th, 2010. I am Derek. There is Kay.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How's it going?
It's going great.
I think everything's good.
Yay. Oh.
That's a little loud.
No, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah. Oh, he's waving in the background.
It's the holiday season.
Cheerleader in the background there. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in?
Hanging in there. And the last time I saw you, I told you that there was no need for show prep today because there's just so much on the
podcast. Oh, we got so much to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Lots to talk about.
It's going to be a packed show, guys.
We're doing the 4 o'clock hour here because we both have other obligations later this afternoon.
That we do.
But same great taste at the 4 o'clock hour. I don't know what to say. We'll be back next week at our 6 o'clock.
Regular time, 6 o'clock,
yeah.
If you plan on tuning in. All two of you.
All two of you.
That's
now,
right.
Probably two, three.
Yeah, maybe three. Who knows?
But we love our podcasters.
We do love our podcasters who download. How many downloads this week did you look?
I think it was something at like mid-60s. But
oh,
you know
fantastic.
What?
What?
You know what? Fantastic.
There is another one, yep.
You know what's really cool? We have over 1,000 downloads.
Yay!
Yeah, so that's looking pretty good.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks
fantastic.
For listening.
That's another fantastic.
Fantastic.
I'm back to my old tricks here. I can't get away from the fantastic. I guess it's better than some other F words, I suppose.
Yeah, we could bring throwing out other F words, I guess.
That's true.
Down to it.
That's true. Oh, my gosh. Well, let me start out this show by saying that I perhaps have the worst luck on the planet.
Yeah.
It wasn't 3 weeks ago that I received my just repaired Toyota Corolla from Michael J. Hines Auto Repair in Chestnut Hill.
Right. Beautiful job.
Beautiful job.
Really good.
Rear panel replaced.
Yep.
The car still smells like kettle cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Friday, on my way to work, I was sideswiped by someone whose brakes went out while waiting in a stoplight.
Oh, my gosh. It wasn't that bad. It didn't sound like that.
No, it wasn't that bad. Scraping up the entire side of the car and honing the little plastic, black piece that's on the back,
yep,
the back door.
The little side strip
there. Yeah, the little side strip. And also completely poning the driver's side mirror.
Clean off. Right.
Like clean off. Like a scab. Just rip it off.
Gone.
In the street. Let me reiterate that this happened at 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah, that's pretty early for anything.
Yes. So I just want to say that if anyone wants to buy me a lottery ticket, care of the show, I'll be taking a lottery ticket or something else. Just because I think that my luck will be turning around. I think there's some sort of cosmos balance. If you're having bad luck, you get hit twice in 4 months.
Yeah, it's a
something
close
good
window there.
Should happen to you eventually.
Hopefully not a third time.
Oh, if it happens a third time, I'll be free rolling forever. Forever. I'm going to get on as many planes as I want. I'm gonna stand in front of trains because nothing's going to hit me.
So you told this guy, you gave him a piece of your mind because you.
Well, I was freaking out because it's like the second time, and he came up to my car door, and I said, "Why did you do that?"
He got out.
Apparently, he lost control of his brakes, or his brakes went out, or something like that, which explains why I didn't hear anything until he was sideswiping my car.
There was no tire screech or anything.
No, there was no tires. There was no noise like that.
There's an interesting crowd of people that are driving around at that time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, some people like
I wouldn't know where he was going.
You have legit work, right?
I was almost there. I was actually running just maybe like 5 minutes late.
I have a feeling that there's a lot of other wacky people out on the road. Like, it's a strange, they could be coming from, like, an all-night bender.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of a weird time. Like, I think that person was, I don't know, they forgot they were driving.
I don't know what, if you're out at 4:45 in the morning and you're not going to work, where are you going?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I was driving at that time.
I think I drove at that hour.
Probably your wedding.
Oh, dear. Oh,
two days
man.
After.
Well, driving, I've made the overnight trip to Maryland.
Oh, that's right.
In the car.
That's when you'd be driving that late.
That's when I would be driving that late, which is not fun.
No.
But it was kind of fun at like 3 a.m. when I started falling asleep, and then I got my first energy drink and then realized why people drink them, because they actually do work and they freak you out, make you like all jittery and make
you
talk real fast.
Up. Yeah, yeah. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Oh, my God. I was like that. I was like, oh, my God, everything's great. It's great. It's nuts. And then I started drinking them. I started drinking the Red Bulls. Now I'm off that.
Yeah.
I'm back to the actual.
You can mix that with a little bit of vodka.
Oh, but so you're up, you're down. I don't know. Anyway, so the side of my car is all messed up, and I got a hand mirror on the side acting as a driver's side mirror.
Did you work that on?
I worked it on.
It's not really.
Here's where I was really stupid.
It's shaking all over the place.
Yeah. And also, here's where I get the dumb person of the week award.
Oh, no. How about the donkey that hits you?
Well, I think this is dumber than him. So I'm putting the mirror on before work. Yes, with a tape.
Yeah.
With a tape. But instead of getting in the car and rolling the window down to
see how it looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't really adjust that.
I put it on standing outside the car, and then I get in, and I look. And then
nice
I get out.
Sun.
And yes, I get out, and then I get in. And I fix it. I get out, and then I get in. Moments later, after I had already adjusted it for like the 10th time, I think I should have just opened the window and done it from the
front. You could have, yeah.
I'm a complete, it's still not angled right.
Still?
No.
You got a nice view of your rear tire?
No, well, yeah, actually, yeah. I can see like my rear tire, the entire side of the car, the entire fucked up side of the
car. You can see the part that's all messed up, yeah.
I just said the F word on air.
That's all right.
Sorry, guys. It's just unfortunate. It's really bad. Oh, anyway, that's the update. That's a lot of material.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were supposed to go shopping later, but we still did.
We did.
We did.
We had a good time with our shopping.
We had a great time. They were serving drinks and Neenah Marcus.
A little holiday shopping.
Oh, nice. we had fun. We were in the high-class stores and not able to really afford anything in there.
Enormous markup.
Enormous markup in Nordstrom, which is always fun.
I don't have a name for that one.
No, it's hard. And we respect Nordstrom.
That's right.
Because you can return anything there. Probably if you didn't
anything?
Buy it there.
Bought
yeah.
like 2 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
Different story.
Yeah.
I did appreciate the champagne, though. That was really nice.
That was great. I needed that.
We got a picture on our Facebook.
Yes, picture on our Facebook, especially after I received a very upsetting email from a now past thing I used to do.
Yeah, you're just like, you're like cussing, walking down the mall. We walked into the store, and
really
there's a guy with a tray of champagne.
It was just perfect.
There you go.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. Couldn't have been more perfect. Yeah, I get a little buzz from the champagne walking around, and then
it was nice.
It was awesome. And then we went to Cheesecake Factory, which was great.
Always good. Always had a good time there.
Had a nice drink there. And then we sought out the Jingle Panties.
Oh.
Great secret.
That's right. I almost forgot about the Jingle
Panties. Forgot about the Jingle Panties. Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
So apparently they have these Jingle Panties at Victoria's Secret. They're like little red panties with ruffles on them. And
yeah.
Their ruffles have like 12 jingles on them.
And the ass ends.
Jingle bells, yeah.
And, you know, you can activate those. Just a little.
By giving it a tap, small tap.
And I think we were all ready to about, you know, to buy some.
But they only had one pair left and they were medium.
So,
and I'm a far from medium.
It didn't really work.
The sales lady looked right at me and said, why don't you just try them? I said, are you kidding me?
You can put two legs through one side.
Absolutely. I can put it on my head, maybe. No, I the Jingle Panties, if anybody sees an extra small around, please contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Oh, and also follow our blog at derrickandkay.blogspot.com and call into the show, if you dare, at 661-467-2416.
Wow, Julie knows the... Julie knows it by heart.
She just mouth the word.
It's pretty good.
Frightening.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
You've got mail.
What drink did you have at the cheese at the Shed Cake Factory?
I had two cocktails.
Oh, that's right. And some wood.
To go big. And some wood. That's right. I got to talk about that. Jesus.
And what is that all about?
Every time. I love the Cheesecake Factory.
It's great.
Great drinks.
They're
great
very
food.
Consistent.
Huge portions. But I would say it's almost getting to be a third of the time I ever go. I always got something in the food, something in the drink.
But you always get free food there.
And I get free food, and it's great. So I was having a, an eggplant sandwich?
Yeah.
And there was like a burnt stick, looks like a match, just wedged
did.
Right in the sandwich. And I told the our wait person about it, and then the manager came by and... got a free sandwich out of the deal. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry, we can bring you another. And I'm like, oh, it's delicious. I ate the whole thing, except for the stick. There's been other times I got the quesadillas that came with a wood-charred stick.
Oh, that was a wood-charred stick, too?
Yeah, they're big into that. I don't know what they do.
They like wood-charred stick.
Yeah, and they lay it on fire.
They want you to eat more fiber.
But probably the worst, I would have to say, was when I had a... what was it? It was a
piece of glass?
It was a piece of glass inside my... what was the cocktail with the mint?
Oh, mojito.
It was a mojito. And it had a lot of crushed ice.
Oh, and some glass.
And all of a sudden, I noticed something in my mouth, and then I was just like, a piece of broken glass in your cocktail. How horrible is that?
I don't understand how that even gets in there.
Couldn't that, like, really mess you up?
Yeah.
Glass?
It's not the best.
That would have been the worst. Like, I don't mind eating some wood.
You can probably pass that.
Yeah.
You could pass some glass, too, but I don't think it would be awesome.
Piece of glass. No way.
Do you know, one time, I remember in eighth grade, I was eating some chips, tortilla chips, and I swallowed, a real big piece, like a triangle-shaped piece, by accident.
You swallowed a whole chip?
Yeah. No, not the whole chip. Just a little triangle-sized piece like this. And it went, but it was like triangle, like pointed on all sides.
Like a mini Dorito?
Yeah, like a mini Dorito. And it went down like a horizontal flat way down the esophagus.
That's horrible.
It was a bad time.
Like a Chinese throwing star.
Yes, exactly.
Digesting it.
And I remember my boyfriend at the time was sitting across the table, didn't even care.
Didn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I didn't care what's going on. I was drinking chocolate milk. Yeah, I'm freaking out. And
how old were you?
14 maybe.
Okay.
And, finally, I ate some food and it pushed it down.
Ah, it's horrible.
It was horrible.
Stuck in your throat.
And I've been wary of tortilla chips ever since.
You gotta chew them. They're best enjoyed chewed.
Yeah, but sometimes you inhale and it goes down.
You just suck one in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta watch out for that.
Like you know, the fish eat the littler fish.
Yeah.
You suck it in.
No, that's true, right?
That, I'm still traumatized by the time I had one of my fish had babies. My, I used to have a 10-gallon tank when I was little.
Oh, and they eat them?
And they ate them.
Oh.
Well, I had the fish had the babies, and I had them in the baby tank on the side of the tank for, like, weeks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, seems like it's okay for them to go in, you know, with the rest of the fish now.
Yeah.
They didn't last for, like, 10 seconds.
Oh. They just, food.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the parents of the fish, but the other fish that were hanging around.
Oh. Big fish eat little fish.
Traumatizing.
As a kid, that's horrible.
Yeah, I think I might have been like 16, but it's still, like, I was like, whoa, that was fish I raised for like 3 weeks.
Right.
Not good.
Oh, yeah. Did you eat them all?
All of them. Every single one of them.
Did you have Swedish fish, too?
No, but I'd like some right now.
Me, too.
There's none, though.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I took candy back from here last week.
Yeah,
I
didn't
kept
get
it
any.
in my bag. It's in my bag. I didn't bring it back. I have a new bag now.
Oh, you brought a different bag?
I brought a different bag.
I was going to say.
Fail. Show prep fail. Anyway, well, my stomach's been getting kind of weird all day.
Really?
Yeah.
More than usual?
Yeah, a little more than usual. Like, I got the funny stuff happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's not good. But I think it'll pass. Hopefully it'll pass by the time I get to the company Christmas party tonight at 7.
That's awesome.
Yay!
We get ours tomorrow.
That's exciting.
We do that. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Do you think they'll serve food there?
Oh, there'll be food and open bar.
Open bar.
It's like a 2 or 3 hour window. Small.
Really?
Yeah, but I'll do the damage I can.
you'll take most advantage of the two hours you can. You packing them in.
A drink in hand, through the door. Yeah, that sort of thing. But it'll be fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Holiday party.
Are you gonna?
Last year was really fun.
Dress special for it.
I'm gonna wear like a sparkly shirt.
Sparkly shirt.
But this shirt is both, it's like the style of business, but it's got some sparkle to it.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's going to be perfect for this. Because I'll be at work, so I'll be working, and then I go to the party, and I'm ready to party. It does both.
Cool.
Yeah, it's great at the party.
Are you going to get your makeup done for night two, from day to night?
I might mess up my hair.
Put a little darker mascara on.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I guess I could do that.
More plum lipstick.
Plum?
Yeah.
That's what I wear?
Well, you get darker at night when you go out.
Oh, right.
You have
right,
the more dark lipstick.
Yeah,
and it will cover your blush.
I didn't know this.
You know. Yeah, you got to prepare for these things.
Well,
you got to know.
I'll look in the bathroom.
Okay.
Powder up.
I got some stuff if you want to borrow it.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, how about some weird news?
I'll take some weird news.
Yeah?
Yeah. You and I probably have a similar story.
Really?
Probably. But, go ahead. We'll see. If we do, we win something, maybe. I don't know.
If we both have the same story?
Yeah.
This is interesting. We don't really talk about these things until we meet.
No.
And then we have a show.
Right.
And it's fun.
It is fun.
That's how it works. All right, this
candy.
One. Huh?
More candy.
I'll go for more candy. We got a guy, another bank robber in San Diego. This man is 71 years old.
He's 71 years old and he robbed a bank?
And he's robbing a bank in a wheelchair.
What?
Yeah.
How does he expect to get away? Does
he
have like an electric wheelchair?
I don't know.
Like
they don't say.
They
didn't say. But he wheels into a San Diego bank, holding up a replica BB gun, and demanding money.
Well, obviously there's something wrong with him if he's robbing a bank in a wheelchair and has no real gun.
He actually made off with $2,000, and they're saying that he has 21 years in jail.
He'll be dead by then.
And that's what's happening in San Diego.
21 years?
He'll be like 90.
He'll be 90.
Get out, yeah.
No. No chance.
It's,
where
that's
this
pretty
happen?
That's pretty rough. San Diego?
California?
Yeah.
Shocker.
I mean, a wheelchair? We've been getting all the stories. Well, we got the one that was
yelling
Merry
years
Christmas.
Old, yeah. People still rob banks. What
71.
If, like, you,
he's terminally ill.
Oh.
I guess. Kind of.
Well, then I guess he figured he had nothing to lose.
I don't know.
Did he just always want to rob a bank or something like that? And he just figured that it was on his bucket list.
Might as well check that one off the list.
That was like number 4. He had jumped out of a plane.
Done it all. It's time to rob the bank.
He had, done some white rapid boating. He had gone fishing in the Atlantic.
He had
he'd been with a stripper, and then he's like, I got to rob a bank now. Who does that? Like, people who rob banks don't ever succeed, right?
Yeah, you're going to, I mean,
you're always
there's so
caught.
Many cameras, they know who it is.
Yeah.
I
don't understand.
Yeah, it's such a weird thing to think you're going to rob a bank.
It's like smoking. It's a guaranteed fail. You smoke? You're guaranteed to get lung cancer.
Yeah.
Rob a bank? You're guaranteed to get... Who has succeeded in robbing a bank?
And like, the last so many years. I understand.
At least 20 years.
Like, yeah.
I mean, if it's, like, 1700 and you rob a bank, you might get away with it. You ride in on ride in on your horse.
Your horse, and you got the wagon out front ready to go.
Your knife.
Yeah.
Or your club. What a dummy.
Unbelievable. Here's another good one from Seattle. All left coast here.
Oh, Seattle.
A commuter lane violator used a doll in his passenger seat. from Dora the Explorer.
Really?
Was strapped into the passenger seat with a seatbelt. I'll have to show you the picture. It's pretty funny. But those big eyes didn't fool the state trooper when he got pulled over. Yeah, it's just like huge, like, egg-sized eyes. So he got pulled over and he got fined for,
I feel like that's very common for people that use, like, blow-up dolls or any kind of thing.
So
like,
silly.
It's really silly.
I guess he was running late and he actually grabbed the child's doll and, like, just strapped it into the front seat.
What a dummy!
And that's what's happening in Seattle.
Oh, my gosh. So you got a picture?
Oh, yeah. Let me show you this picture.
I got to see Diego from Dora the Explorer, which I haven't seen 1 second of, by the way. It's really popular, though.
Oh.
It's extremely popular with the little chillins.
I don't have the picture.
I don't know
I'll have to show you that.
That's okay.
Though. It's pretty good.
I don't know anything about Dora the Explorer. I don't know when she's on. I know it's on PBS. I don't know what she does. I don't know what her shtick is. I don't know.
They talk in different languages. I think they do all
Spanish.
That. Yeah, it's just in Spanish. There's a monkey.
There's a monkey?
The monkey is, like, Swiper or something.
Swiper?
I don't know.
That sounds like a monkey. That'd be, like, in a research facility.
And they always tell the monkey, like, don't swipe or something.
Don't swipe?
I've never really seen it. I don't know if it's, like, a stealing monkey.
Oh, it's a klepto monkey?
I think so. That, hence the name.
You know, they always have monkeys in cartoons, but I don't think monkeys are really, like, a cuddly kind of animal.
No, they're vicious.
Yeah, they're vicious. I went to, I applied for a job at, like, a research facility, and it was, like, cleaning monkey cages or whatever, and go around and, like, look at all the monkeys. They look kind of mean and angry, like, and, like...
Yeah, they'll rip your eyes out.
Yeah, and there was all the hepatitis, like, prevention talk. It was not a good time. I didn't want that job.
Damn monkeys don't have a monkey sounder, but
yeah,
check out
no.
the picture here. It's kind of funny.
Oh, what an idiot. I mean, it's got to be like a realer looking person. It's not even like a big doll. It's just like little.
It's pretty funny, yeah. I love that he put the seatbelt on, too.
He's such a dummy. Who does that? He was running late? Where was he going?
I don't know.
This is local? Oh, no, Seattle. Oh, okay.
Seattle.
You got the 7 News thing up there.
Oh, no, that's weird.
Oh,
they covered it? Bizarre news.
I got confused.
They covered it. Wow. That made our news.
Slow news week, I guess.
I guess so. All right.
These bottle caps just aren't doing it for me. You want
some? I love the bottle caps.
I like the purple one, though. I got,
this comes to us from
a strange flavor
Pennsylvania. Oh, is that Coca-Cola?
No, I had the Coca-Cola. It tastes just sweet.
You know, it's the holiday season, and there's lots of action going on in the malls.
Yeah?
Well, here's a 2-year-old that spent 15 minutes stuck inside one of those toy crane vending machines.
Somehow, how did she get in there?
Somehow she crawled in through the chute. I guess it's probably a pretty big one. The kid was able to make it in. And people saw her with her blanket inside on a pile of toys in one of those crane machines.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
She was, like, sleeping in there?
No, she was just, like, playing. She wasn't, like, worried about anything. But I guess they had a fire truck came by and, like, jammed open the door and,
really?
And got her out. And that's what's happening in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Where in Pennsylvania?
Doesn't say.
At the mall?
At the mall. She was stuck in for, like, over 15 minutes. I wish there was a picture of that. Imagine that. Like,
it would have been great.
They say that she's wearing, like, a pink dress. She's, like, sitting in the toys.
Baby Peach?
Baby Peach, maybe, yeah.
I got a little poke around from our fan club over there. It's pretty funny.
She's roaming around.
Those crane game machines are incredibly difficult. You ever try to play one of those?
They are.
I feel like a dumbass.
You could have won a 2-year-old in Pennsylvania.
Wow. That's a prize I really don't want.
You give it back.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just don't. A 2-year-old? That's a tough time, too. That's what, isn't that when they say no a lot?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Always no. Me, no.
Do you want to have some oatmeal? No. Do you want to go to the park? No. Why don't you go up there? No. Can't take it. A cat is way better.
No. Cats never say no.
Maybe not in English.
Oh, that's true. They must be saying it in other languages.
Yeah. What else you got there?
Where did my, I got a good seal story.
Oh, you do?
But,
Seal that's married to Heidi Klum seal?
Not that seal.
Oh, okay. Like a real seal.
Well, you can go with this one.
Okay.
A wayward sea lion gets a highway trooper escorted off the highway. There's a seal traveling down the highway, I guess.
Just traveling down the highway?
This is in Oregon.
On his little... flippers and the tail portion.
Yeah, it is kind of like slowly going down the highway.
Oh.
I guess there's probably like a restriction on speed, probably, I'm guessing. Probably going too slow. So they had to like paddle him off, and they finally got him into like water.
What? Wait, he just came out of the ocean? And
he's just going down the highway. Yeah, there's a picture. I don't have it up here, but there's a picture.
In Oregon?
Yeah, this happened in Oregon.
They got seals at the beach at Oregon?
Along the coast.
Weird.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I guess it's getting kind of close to Alaska. So I suppose...
it's a seal?
I suppose it wouldn't be a shocker to have a seal.
And that's what's happening in Oregon.
Oregon. You know, seals are very cute. But I guess a seal, not the same as a sea lion.
That's true. They're big.
Yeah. Sea lions are like kind of a giant thing. And it's got... Does it have a lot of the facial hair, the sea lion?
I don't think they're that hairy.
You don't?
I think it's like a big seal. I mean,
really?
It's like a big head, big seal.
I don't know. Wikipedia, hold on. Sea lion. Oh, Wikipedia is the first link.
Sea lion.
Sea lion. Again, at the top of the page is the personal appeal from whoever asking for money. Why don't they just have advertising on Wikipedia? I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Stop asking us for money. Sea lions are penny pets. Characterized by external ear flaps.
Oh.
Long fore flippers, the ability to walk on all fours, and short, thick hair together with fur seals, they compromise a family of, oh, dear, I can't say that word, or eared seals. I refuse to say that Latin word. I'll get in a big
trouble. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What's fur seals? What does that mean?
Fur seals?
Yeah, they keep saying fur seals in this Wikipedia ad.
It's like saying fur cat.
Fur seals are any 9 species of pinnipeds in the Otariidae family.
What?
I don't know. They're found normally in the southern hemisphere. They are much more closely related to sea lions than true seals. What's a true seal? See?
True
seal. You peel off the layers of the onion here, getting the deep seal detail. Oh, the seals. True seals or earless seals are one of the 3 main groups of mammals.
They got an ear hole.
Within the seal superfamily.
Super seal?
Super family, which is one word. What's a super family?
Wow. I hear laughter in the other.
I do as well.
In the green room.
Seals live in the oceans both in both hemispheres and are mostly confined to polar, subpolar, and temperate climates, with the exception of more tropical monk seals.
Tropical monk seals?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're silent. I don't know. It's funny. There's a lot of difference, I guess, between a seal and a sea lion and a fur seal. Who knew? Who knew?
Fur seal.
All
right, I got one more here.
Go ahead.
And then we'll probably take a break.
Break the good.
In Los Angeles, we have a whipped cream truck that crashes outside a man's home.
It's full of whipped cream, like real whipped cream, or like full of like Cool Whip, which is not real whipped cream.
It was. It doesn't necessarily say exactly.
First of all, I don't think I've ever seen a whipped cream truck. Was it a truck made of whipped cream or a crisp? Or
I don't understand if it was like separate containers. But this happened 9 years after a truck hauling chocolate syrup crashed into his mobile home. 9 years ago. So this was a rig carrying 36,000 pounds of whipped cream and sour cream.
And sour cream?
Yeah.
Wow. Sour cream.
It was being driven by a 16-year-old who was taking over for, I think, a brother who fell asleep at the wheel and crashed into some trees. And that's what's happening in Los Angeles.
L.A.?
Yep.
They have mobile homes in
LA. I don't know. You wouldn't. Yeah, right? I mean, can you believe that? I wish there was, like, a picture. Like, is this like a winter wonderland? I mean,
yeah.
Is it like, or is it just, like, cartons everywhere?
It's just cartons of whipped cream and sour cream.
And what's next for this poor guy? I mean, he's 9 years ago, chocolate syrup. Now he's got the whipped cream. I think ice cream's
ice
next.
Ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Or, like, just one of those big, like, market trucks with all the food on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a fish truck.
I would move. It's a mobile home.
Like, it's free groceries then, obviously.
Groceries, yes.
A freaking whipped cream truck and, like, chocolate sauce truck and... He's got dessert covered over there.
Yeah, he's got it covered.
Literally. But I'm shamed.
Where is it? Oh, I was on the wrong.
That's okay. We should take a break.
We should take a break. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Thinning hair makes you look old. In the eyes of the opposite sex, that can equate to diminished virility. Fight the balding process with the advanced Eastern European formula called Euro Not Done Gutenhammers. Try it now, risk-free for 60 days.
And nights.
We'll even throw in the cape.
The cape?
Our competitor's product, when used in the shower, runs off your head and down your back, stimulating a stripe of hair growth all the way from your neck to your buttocks area. Our space-age latex cape system protects you from this. So try all new Euro Not Done Gutenhammers today and live the results.
Not available in stores. Side effects vary, such as red meat cravings, excessive sports interest, and catalog bra section 12. Read the label and always follow instructions.
Try my product. It really works.
This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington K Show. Hey, it's the Darrington K Show. We are back, and I am hungry like a wolf.
I'm getting
hungry
there.
As a wolf.
I'm getting there. I had some. Julie says me too. I had some grapefruit earlier today, and then I had one egg and some hash browns.
Mmm.
It was great, and then I like felt bad afterwards. So I don't know what the deal is. Maybe it's the grapefruit.
Too much grapefruit.
Maybe.
Oh, you know, I have to tell you, it was yesterday. I went to Drunken Grown-Ups.
Yes.
I had.
Did you have the
gingerbread coffee?
Oh, it's so good.
Really good.
Yes.
Really good. I had to do this thing though. I was going through the drive-thru. I was going to get a bagel and a coffee.
Right.
And I had to do this thing, make sure that no one saw me. So come off a little gay. I like a gingerbread coffee. So, but it was good.
It was yummy,
it's
right?
It's delicious. It
you
was really
cream.
Good. Got it. Cream, sugar.
You, sugar, too? Because it's already sweet.
I probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Just need to
I made that mistake
that,
last time. I got it. I'm like, it's really sweet, but I'll drink it anyway.
It is yummy.
And the next time I asked for it, it was just cream, and it was fine.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll try it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sweet, but it was so good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gingerbread coffee.
And they
I'll
don't
do it again.
They don't pay us a dime, but we love Dunkin' Donuts gingerbread coffee.
It's really good.
They should start serving that all year long.
They should.
Although it may sound a little weird, like in July.
Hey, I'll have a gingerbread iced coffee. Pulling Starbucks, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, better coffee for sure.
Even though we respect that establishment. I do like the Starbucks tea latte, which is very tasty.
Tea latte?
Yes, they make an Earl Grey tea latte. But they don't call it the London Fog anymore, which I think is really weird.
It's called the London Fog?
It's called London Fog. It's Earl Grey tea with milk and a little bit of lavender and vanilla, syrup. And
she was giving a thumbs up.
Has she had it?
I apparently.
It's really delicious. It's like an amazing. But it unfortunately, it's also $10,000, so I can never get one.
Right.
I've made my own at home several times, and it's delicious. Anyway, I have an announcement.
Oh, an announcement.
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of this
kind of announcement.
Of course.
So for those of you who don't know, Albert Haynesworth, who's a big pain in the ass on the Redskins team, Albert Haynesworth has been suspended for 4 games, which happens to be the remainder of games remaining for the season.
Oh.
So anyway, also, we had a game today. I don't even know who we played. I completely forgot. But it was a loser. So the Redskins are completely going down. It's like a sinking ship. And I wish I had the Titanic theme because I could play that right now, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, pretty good time.
So now losing record.
Yeah. So now it's going down. But we won more games this year than we did last year. So it's a little better.
So is it 3?
No, it's not 3. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you ready for a little entertainment news?
Love entertainment news.
All right, let's do it. Okay. Well, the top story on the entertainment news, obviously, is Miley Cyrus and how she celebrated her birthday.
Oh, how old?
Oh, 18, legal now.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
5 days after her 18th birthday, superstar Miley Cyrus was caught on video taking a hit from a bong.
Oh.
But she says she was smoking salvia and not marijuana. Have you ever even heard of salvia?
No, Julie's making faces again. I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I can't
see
her.
She might know.
I had never even heard of salvia, really. It's some hallucinogenic plant from the mint family, apparently. It's perfectly legal to grow it and smoke it, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway.
Mint and minty fresh.
Maybe it could be. Well, not all mints are minty fresh. I know catnip smells like ass.
Ass, yeah, I know.
It says that salvia appears not to be in lab and not appears to be harmful, but they are not recommending its use. Users say it's kind of like an anti-air marijuana, and it won't get you high. It can make you lose touch with reality for up to 20 minutes.
That sounds freaky.
And become deeply introspective.
Hmm.
It's been used by Mexican shamans for centuries for spiritual healing.
Huh.
One Hopkins scientist said that Cyrus' response looked more like salvia than cannabis from him. From the effects, reactions, and expectations of the onlookers to the manner of smoking, it says that it looks like she was definitely smoking salvia.
Hmm.
And Miley Cyrus' dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, remarked on Twitter in response to the video, "Sorry, guys, I had no idea. Just saw this stuff for the first time myself, and I'm so sad. There is much beyond my control right now. My age to break your heart." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say that. I added that on. But I do have audio from the Miley Cyrus smoking salvia video.
Oh.
She's really annoying. I just want to let you know. Warning.
All right.
Annoying.
All right.
Check on video. Here she is. You can hear some light. They're lighting up. Lighting up the bong, smoking it.
Keep all that. Okay, I'm on the loose now. Just lay down, like. Gonna document the shit out of this right now. Is that my boyfriend?
annoying, isn't it? It gets more annoying. Here we go. Oh, wait, here's the really good part. Be shocked when it's all over the interweb, the information superhighway.
It's amazing.
How annoying is she? Super annoying, right?
That's. Was she? How big is she? She sounds.
What do you mean? Oh no, she's like skinny, but she's got the husky voice.
But she's got that husky.
Yeah, she's got the major husky voice to Hannah Montana does.
She's wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like a little toughy.
I think she is a little toughy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
She had the dark lipstick on. Apparently it happened in her home. She's 18.
She got her own home.
She got her own home. Well, she's like the richest person ever from Disney, I think.
Yeah. Disney owns her.
Disney does own her, but isn't she just annoying?
The laughing. And that was really insane.
The whole, and it makes me think about
what was she doing at the end?
I don't know.
Singing?
Some crazy stuff. And it makes me think, like, I've never experimented with any kind of drugs, but why would you want to after that? I really don't understand. Maybe I'm not cool enough. Maybe I just don't understand. But, like, they're annoying, and they're not funny.
Yeah, it's especially not, listening in on that.
Yeah, like, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, and, it's dumb.
As a public figure.
It's funny for me.
It's funny for us.
Yeah, it's
too.
Funny on the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're idiots.
Yeah, because we're just, you know, we're just laughing.
We're just laughing at it. But, but it makes me think it's like the dumbest thing ever. You're like, get with your friends and you're just going to act like an idiot and get it on your phone. And then it's going to leak all over the information
superhighway.
Yeah,
YouTube, it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's on TMZ. It's everywhere.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, they picked that up.
So I think that came out 2 days ago. So I don't know what's going to happen.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. But anyway, I've never heard of Salvia before in my life.
I never have either. I don't know. I heard people talking about nutmeg lately.
Oh, yeah. I heard about nutmeg also.
Yeah, and then
what is that?
So we should actually look into some of that and play some audio clips. I think there's a lot of crazy YouTube stuff of that going on.
Oh, people smoking nutmeg?
I don't know what they're doing.
How do they do with
it?
The nutmeg? They snort it? They smoke it?
I think they're making French toast today.
French toast.
No, I don't know.
Or like some oatmeal with the nutmeg on top,
getting
all high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh shave.
I actually love nutmeg.
I do too.
But not that much. Yeah, not that much. But they were like, don't. They always say on the package, like, don't eat too much. It'll, like, make you nauseous. It's like kind of a toxic a little bit if you have too much.
Oh, yeah. It's like anything else, I guess.
Yeah. Nutmeg.
Nutmeg.
It's just, like, it's the dumbest thing ever. People are dumb.
Yeah, what are you going to do to have a good time?
Yeah.
You gotta,
like, you can't have a good time just hanging out. You have to go in your kitchen cabinet, grab some nutmeg.
And, like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, are they like, snorting it?
I have no idea.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Why don't you wiki that while I read the next story.
Nutmeg action.
Anyway, Annie yanks the Hasselhoff after just 2 episodes.
But what is this?
It was, I guess he had some reality show. I don't really know.
Oh, it's a real thing.
David Hasselhoff. And they yanked it after just 2 episodes. So the first episode drew 718,000 viewers, and the second attracted only 505,000 people. A&E did not go as far as to make a terrible pun and say that the series has been officially canceled forever.
Oh.
Neil Patrick Harris is going to host the Video Games Awards, which is coming on tonight at 8. And he had something to say about Angry Birds, which I thought you'd be interested in. Entertainment Weekly asked, Plants vs. Zombies or Angry Birds? And Neil Patrick Harris replied, I have to say Angry Birds, though I'm way into Doodle Jump. What's Doodle Jump?
I haven't heard of that.
Doodle Bomb, that's a great game, too. I haven't quite finished the Halloween edition of Angry Birds yet. The Halloween edition I got through, but the Christmas edition is impossible. God, they get harder and harder. And I question the physics of Angry Birds, even though I play it. It doesn't follow the regular rules of gravity. It's created its own sort of weird physics that will force you to fail a lot more before you succeed. Kind of like opium.
Hey, what?
Anyway, Video Game Awards are coming on tonight.
Ooh.
At 8 on Spike TV.
Oh, I didn't know about this. Yeah. I like that.
American Idol contestants will perform in Las Vegas after Hollywood Week. The top 12 may start tweeting. American Idol is going to Las Vegas. This is right now they're filming. Roughly 60 contestants auditioning for the upcoming season of Idol will be performing Beatles songs because we can't get enough of that. On the same stage on the Las Vegas Mirage Hotel, that Cirque du Soleil do performers. It's Beatles-themed show Love, and Idol Insider confirms to Entertainment Weekly. The contestants winnowed down from an initial 325 potential superstars made at Hollywood Week. This will only be performing for the judges Randy Jackson, Jennifer Lopez, and Steven Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the new Idol lineup.
Think that show's going to stick around?
I think it's going to be an interesting Titanic-type journey to the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
But I'll watch it.
Oh, yeah. People have to watch it.
I love a train wreck.
It's totally like a train wreck.
I will watch that joint till it goes all the way down. That's right. Let's talk about the top 10 on iTunes for the year as we approach the end of the year. The best-selling iTunes singles of 2010. Do you have any guesses, first of all, as to what is on this list?
Of 2010?
Yes, this year.
There's got to be, like, maybe Gaga has to be there somewhere. Or is she more 09?
Let's see. Is Lady Gaga on this list? No.
No.
Not the singles.
Oh, singles.
Yeah. Singles. Top 10.
I don't know. Is that probably some of that crap that we were listening to? We were listening to that, the 10? Remember when we
the top 10 on iTunes right now.
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
So I bet I don't know.
Anyway, number 10, Eminem, Not Afraid.
Is that what we listened to? That was on that?
No, I think that was like The Way You Lie or something.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. Do you know that song?
I can't remember.
I have no idea what that song sounds like. TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
Kesha. that's a great song. Tyler Cruz, Break Your Heart. Oh, I know that song.
I don't know that.
I know that song. Usher, OMG, which I actually do like that song. Oh, my God.
Never heard it.
Never heard it?
I don't think.
I like that song. B.O.B., Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Eminem, Love the Way You Lie, featuring Rihanna. Katy Perry, California Girl.
Oh, of course.
And the number one best-selling single on iTunes, my frickin' favorite song of all time, Hey, It's Soul Sister by Train.
Oh.
Which makes me want to punch myself in the face whenever it comes on, because it's on every 5 freaking seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I hate that song. It's in, like, 4 ad campaigns.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How can they do that?
I don't know. It's so annoying.
It's confusing.
It is confusing. I'm like, an AT&T commercial. No, it's 10 more. Oh, I hate it.
Wow.
Hate it.
They must be raking in some dough on that one.
I suppose. I don't know. I hate Train altogether. The best-selling albums of 2010 are Sade, Soldier of Love. Who even knew she had an album out? Jack Johnson. Who is that?
Jack Johnson?
Yeah, who's Jack Johnson?
You know him.
No.
The Hawaiian guy with the guitar. I have some of this stuff. You know what I'm talking
about. I don't know. Anyway, his album is To the Sea.
Uh-huh.
The Black Eyed Peas, the END. Mumford & Sons. Who's that?
I don't know.
sigh no more. Am I old? Is that what's happening? Anyway, Drake.
Drake.
Purple Drake. Drake, take me later. Oh, Taylor Swift, speak now. Good times. Lady Antebellum, need you now. Lady Gaga, The Fame, Kesha, Animal, and Eminem was the number one best-selling album of 2010, Recovery.
Huh.
Yeah, who'd have thought, right? Anyway, Elizabeth Edwards was finally to rest. She lost her battle on December 7th after a six-year battle with breast cancer. She left behind, it doesn't say how many children she had here, at least a daughter. And John Edwards, who was a husband, he'll be a douchebag forever. Remembered as a douchebag forever. Thank you.
He was the one who...
cheated on her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Douchebag! Thank you. Anyway, I don't think you had this story.
Oh, well, this is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, this is no longer entertainment news. This is now just like a random story, but I just thought it was worth mentioning. North Carolina teen may have fallen from plane in Massachusetts.
Well,
did you not hear about this?
I did not hear about this. This wasn't anything I was covering.
Authorities are investigating what happened to a North Carolina teenager whose body was found along a flight path in Massachusetts with trauma that was consistent with a fall from a significant height, a Massachusetts district attorney said. It appears that more likely than not, that Tisdale was able to breach airport security and hide in the wheel well of a commercial jetliner without being detected by airport security personnel. The mystery started November 15th when 16-year-old Delvante was last seen by a sibling in their home in Charlotte, according to Keating. Later that day, his family discovered that Delvante wasn't home and reported him missing. About 7 p.m., a Boeing 737 was boarded and took off from North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas Airport en route to Boston's Logan Airport. At approximately 9:30 p.m. that same evening, a group of college-area students came upon a severely injured body in the town of Milton.
Oh, my God.
This was directly below a flight path. So this donk got past airport security, crawled inside a wheel well of a plane, and tried to get a ride to Boston?
What? How could...
who does that?
That's not smart.
Not smart? It's like he should get the Darwin Award.
I mean, there's so many things that are an issue, right? I mean, you have your pressurized cabin.
Yes.
You have... I don't have that here.
Oh.
But you have... you have what happens?
Temperature?
It's freezing, right?
Yeah,
temperature alone.
Yeah, you can't just wear a down coat and be money. You're going to freeze to death.
Who knows what happens if you're grabbing onto a wheel? Who knows what happens once it goes up?
You
could be crushed right away from that, right?
Well, I think if you're in the wheel well, I think you're okay. But, if you go up, first of all, it's freezing. And
And
probably when the plane was landing, he probably got donked off, somewhere, in the middle of the flight. And then...
yeah.
The wheel well opened
when
they were going to land, and they just fell out.
That is freaky.
Isn't that a show?
That is a show.
Like, Milton.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn close to where I live.
Yeah, it is really close, and live and lots of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah,
Did they say, what kind of surroundings this happened? Like, it just happened in a field somewhere?
I think,
or
let me read the story. I feel like it was in, it doesn't say, but it said it was in a flight path, but it doesn't say where. I don't think it was in the street or something. It was in a grassy area or something.
That is really freaky.
Isn't that insane?
I'm surprised it didn't come from the weird news, because that's kind of weird.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, who does that? Who says, I need to go to Boston and gets in a wheel well?
Yeah, it's not like hopping on a train.
Yeah.
Or grabbing the back of a train.
Why?
Lot of other logistics.
Hitchhike? You can hitchhike.
Yeah.
You could drive someone's car there,
Yeah, that's...
steal a car and drive to Massachusetts if you really need to get here.
Still be alive.
You'd still be alive. Most likely.
Most likely. Better chance of that.
Oh, it's the dumbest thing ever.
That's really unbelievable.
Sending of the herd. Sorry.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
There you go. I mean, yeah, seriously. Well, we have to worry. Well, maybe that will keep other people from doing it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I was just on my way to the airport and decided I'm not going to do that.
You know, I was going to go home for Christmas, and I'm thinking, you know, well, the plane. That
save a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah, you could get, I could get a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
A thermal down coat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A space heater. I'm sure they got a plug in there, right?
They must have a plug in the wheelbarrow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
You won't get your peanuts.
No.
They don't serve peanuts anymore.
Peanuts?
On flight peanuts.
Peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. There we go again. peanuts. Peanuts.
Peanut.
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 Yes.
Peanut.
Peanut. Yes.
Peanut.
N-U-T at the end. Peanut. Nut.
Oh, I don't have the can.
Oh, you don't have any can. Oh, you ate all the peanuts?
I ate all the peanuts.
Oh, well, that's sad. You got to get new peanuts. Yes. Peanuts. It sounds remarkably close to the other thing.
Oh, yes, it does.
It does.
It does.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Peanut.
Yeah.
Nut.
Peanut. Peanut.
Peanut.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's all right.
It's all right.
I noticed the bee mug has moved.
Has it moved?
Yeah, it's over there now. Wait, did you use it? Have you ever used it, first of all?
I don't know if I've ever drank fluids out of it.
Why? Is it decorative?
I kind of like it on the desk, one of the pens in it, but I don't know. Maybe I should break it out. It could be good for the radio.
Out of that. Yeah.
Like D, or at work, I would like to.
Does this involve lots of planning to use a mug?
Big D.
It's a big D mug.
Yeah. You could have a big D in it.
You could.
Yeah.
How are the fruit flies doing? I noticed that they're not around.
No, it's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Did some dishes this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Good getting it under control.
I don't remember the last time I saw them. It's been a few weeks, probably.
Here's a question I have.
Yeah?
When you have fruit flies in your apartment,
mm-hmm.
and they're just flying around, whatever, and then they all of a sudden aren't there.
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
Yeah. Like, you don't find, like, a dead one.
You don't find, like,
on table.
Like collections of, like, dead corpses around.
No. They just go away.
So what happens to them? They just go away?
They
must die.
Pretty much, like, disintegrate.
Instantly?
Yeah, they're like dust.
They like blow up?
Pretty much, like poof.
Yeah, I found that mystery. I'm like, they appear, and then they go away.
Yeah, you never see like a dead one.
No.
Except for the trap. Oh,
yeah,
I have the trap gone.
I see the trap
that's
still.
That's probably why they're gone.
Are there any live ones in the trap? Because sometimes
I doubt it.
You doubt it?
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
What happened to Dean's Home Furniture?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was great.
What happened to that?
It's so sketchy. And then you get Bernie and Phil's.
Oh, Bernie and Phil's.
Which is also...
quality, comfort, and price.
That's
nice.
Is that what it... Yeah.
Yes. And again, no one's paying us.
No one's paying us. But it's... You know, we could do some ads.
Yeah. If you know, if you're interested in sponsoring the Derek and Kay Show, we will give a plug.
Absolutely.
Every week. You know, give us a buzz at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
Oh, that was the wrong thing.
I
was trying to do that. I'm like looking at the wrong thing.
Had some Best of Craigslist, but I think it's too late to read it now.
It's probably just flown by.
It has flown by. Have a nice night.
Yes, as do you.
Yes. I still haven't decided what I'm going to wear.
I'm pretty sure I know what I'm going to wear. Black suit, silver tie.
That sounds easy.
Pretty straightforward. Maybe I'll have the vest. I might have a black vest. We're going to be doing some dancing, and it gets hot with the jacket.
Are you doing dancing?
Yeah, there'll be some, you know, light dancing.
Oh, there's going to be no dancing at this event.
No?
Nope. Not unless people start really, really getting crazy with the cocktails.
Oh, we won't have cocktails there, unfortunately, but maybe we'll have to have cocktails later.
90 seconds.
That was loud. She really put it on.
That's Susie Blog Talk Radio is always stepping on everything. It's usually when I'm talking.
Speaking of.
Hate her. Oh, hey, it was one of the number one singles of 2010. It's Kesha with TikTok. Anyway, I guess I'm going to get out of here with my turtle sweater. And get ready for the company Christmas party. And you'll get ready for your...
The cotillion.
Susie.
Did it again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're going to be like with old people pretty much probably. But
well,
who knows?
It'll make you feel good about your life.
Yeah.
Like you got much more left. Something like that way.
Many more years of this.
Yeah. Yeah, many more years of this. Anyway, join us next week at the at our regular time, 6
yes.
p.m. That's it.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good week.
Catch you next week. See ya.
Plenty of beer, ain't got no money in my pocket, but I'm already here.
This is
10 seconds.